Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at bostonscores.org/Noah.
If you or a loved one is struggling with alcohol or drug use, AdCare can help. With locations in Massachusetts and Rhode Island, help is just around the corner. Your path to recovery begins at AdCare. Call AdCare now at 1-800-ALCOHOL. That's 1-800-ALCOHOL. Bert Breer of the MMQB is with us here at Splitsville. Bert, a lot of news flying today on head coaching vacancies that will soon be and who might fill some of those vacancies. One story that we have not talked about yet, Chris, is the one that is developing in Miami, where it's possible that Adam Gase is going to be out as head coach.
Yeah, and I think that there's a lot of moving parts there right now. And it starts, of course, with Mike Tannenbaum, who the assumption has been for some time that he's gone. If he's gone, then do you hold on to the current head coach, which would likely mean holding on to the general manager and maybe elevating him in responsibility? My feeling on that is that the owner is sick and tired of a lot of the things that have gone on over the last month. It's something that he's dealt with pretty much over a decade there, and so it wouldn't be totally shocking to see them come in, like him come in and try to bring in a strong, like, football czar type who can oversee everything again, but somebody who's a little more connected to the scouting side, like a George Payton, like a Nick Caserio. And if he does that, well, then he's probably giving that person the 53, which means taking the 53 away from Adam Gase. And if you take the 53 away from Adam Gase, well, then he's free to go out and look. And, I mean, I wrote this on Thursday. I think Cleveland potentially could be interested in him based on what I know about ownership, based on what I know about their relationship, the mutual relationship with Peyton Manning, and what Adam Gase thinks of Baker Mayfield. So there are definitely some moving parts there.
You mentioned Nick Caserio there. He's somebody who could be on the move potentially. Are there other guys here in Foxborough that you could see walking away? Is this sort of the last rodeo?
And, Chris, you know what I think is interesting about it is that there's a couple of guys where I think you could look back a couple of years and look at teams that's showing interest in these guys previously that might circle back. Miami with Caserio is one. Remember, that's the one interview he's taken to be a GM somewhere else. And so Miami already had him in the building. The owner already met with him. And at the time, the thinking was, well, like, he's just doing that to get a bump in title, which he did. He went from director to VP and to get maybe a little bit of a raise, which he got. But there's a little bit of background there, and I wouldn't be surprised if Miami circles back. The other one is Cleveland, where the owners, Jimmy and Dee Haslam, like Josh McDaniels. Now, the question is how that would fit with the general manager there, John Dorsey. But the owners have pretty strong feelings for Josh McDaniels. And so I think there are a couple here where you could be looking at some old relationships tying back again. And then I would expect that Brian Flores, at least a couple teams will kick the tires on him as a potential head coaching candidate. And then maybe some lesser-known names, guys like Monty Austin for Dave Ziegler, your college and your pro director right now, potentially could be on the move. So there is – I mean, look, if you're one of these guys, I think you have to have kind of your eyes open, your ears open, right? Because I think there is that feeling, and there has been that feeling here the last couple of years that, you know, in the next couple of years, if Bill was to walk away or Tom were to walk away, a lot of guys could see their stock sort of hurt by that. And so maybe there's a feeling among some of these guys to take advantage of all the success while it's still going on.
Is there any risk of either Bill or Tom walking away as soon as this season ends?
I think they'll both be back next year. I'd be really interested to see what Tom's reaction is going to be to whatever they wind up doing in the next 4 months, because I think there are some fascinating decisions they have to make, right? So they've got five guys who are going to account for $77 million on their salary cap next year. Those guys are all 29 or older. Hightower, Gilmore, McCourty, Gronk, and Brady. How many of those guys are back? You got the next two guys, Dwayne Allen and Marcus Cannon. They're also over 29. There's not a lot of talent at 26, 27, 28 years old here. And you don't have the young farm system of talent coming up beneath them. So what do? Do you lop off some of the older guys and go spend in free agency, which hasn't been their way? Do you just hope that you can nail it in the draft? And you do have some capital. Are you going to have some capital there, probably six picks in the first three rounds? I think there are lots of questions here about what this is going to look like a year from now. And I think the one thing that's worth keeping an eye on is how Tom reacts to, I think, what should be a rebuild, right? Like, this should be a year that they turn the page. And if you give Jonathan or Robert or Nick or Bill some truth serum, I think they would tell you that on paper 2018 was supposed to be the rebuilding year. Because Brady beat the clock and everything else, I think, you know, that didn't happen. But I think there's certainly a good chance that there's a major page turning coming. And whether Brady is prepared to see that through into his 40s, I think is an open question.
Well, they could have a major page turner here and it be a positive. They could end up with a better roster next year. I'm not saying it's likely, but it's certainly within.
But how do you do that?
Well, you're going to have to do it through free agency, which is not something that they like.
About a trade? I mean, we had a caller earlier who mentioned Odell Beckham Jr. Is that a realistic possibility?
But then you're talking about dealing off draft capital, which you need because you haven't been hitting on your draft picks lately.
Well, they've done it before.
But here's the thing. Cap space is not going to be an issue.
Right. So, like,
they're going to cut guys loose.
The concept of going and trading for guys, though, like, okay, well, then now you're only compounding the problem you already have, which is, like, you don't have the cheap young talent on your roster, right?
Sure, yeah.
Because the 16 draft, the 17 draft, you've got five guys left from those two draft classes, which is an incredibly low number. And the best player of those fives is Joe Tooney. Like,
who to me is really no different from, like, Dan Conley or Ryan Wendell. I mean, he's had a nice year, but he's not John Hanna or Logan Mankin.
Right. He's not changing the dynamic of the
team. Right. And so, like, what do you do? And I just think, like, when we get to March and Brady's, like, looking at coming back for the off-season program in April, if he does come back for the off-season program in April this year, and you're looking at that, and you're spending time in the Maldives or whatever, and, like, you're thinking, do I really want to walk back into this? Like, I just think it's like...
I thought his comments this week to Jim Gray were sort of interesting in that he was asked directly, are you coming back next year? And he said that he is. But I thought there is a way, and I don't know that this is necessarily true, but I thought there's a way that if you listen to it, you thought maybe, even though Brady said he wants to play till 45 and that's always been his goal, he's starting to sort of leave himself the out of, that might be it, though, right?
You started with that last year.
Yeah, right? It's taken on a weird.
He's left himself the yearly out.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, maybe he feels like he owes it to the Crafts to stay for another year. But beyond that, like, If this winds up being, like, a rebuild, right? Like, if next year it's like, okay, like, we have to do what we did in 09 and 10, right? Like, do you know what helped push the process in 10 along? Was that one draft with McCourty, Gronkowski, Hernandez, all of those guys.
They're a really good draft.
Really good draft, right? Like, so there's a lot of pressure on them to do a lot of things right this offseason.
All right, Bert, appreciate the time, as always. Bert Breer, the MMQB.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores.org/Noah.